Jerry Fraley with the Ranger Report here in 15 minutes right now. Gordo's Corner brought to us by CrestCars.com.
My voice is a little bit torn up right now.
Right. Feels better now. All right, Giorgio, you love talking about fat Mexicans.
I don't know about that.
That's why I thought of you when this sad news crossed my news desk.
You don't have a news desk.
Theater of the mind. The world's heaviest human being is a Mexican guy named Manuel Uribe. And Uribe? He is now dead at the age of 48. Mm. He only made it to 48. Cut down in the prime of his life.
What did he weigh?
It ain't the prime.
His peak weight was 1,230 pounds.
Damn. Wow.
And that weight was certified in 2006 as a Guinness World Record.
That was bigger than the junior sample-looking guy in overalls who was buried in a piano case.
By the way, what is a piano case?
It's a case a piano comes in.
Mm-hmm. So do you keep your piano case?
Just in case you have to ship it.
Yeah.
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 We had pianos. We never had a piano case.
So is that the record that he beat?
I guess so, because it was a Guinness World Record.
What was that guy's name? I'm going to find it.
He had been confined to his bed in Monterrey for years, unable to walk on his own. He was taken to the hospital on May 2nd because of an abnormal heartbeat. And he had to be taken to the hospital by a crane.
What?
They had to crane him into the hospital.
No, that's how they...
No.
It says that here.
They didn't take him by a crane.
That's what they say. No word whether it was a... whooping or a Zach.
You're implying that they picked him up by crane out of his bed and drove the crane to the hospital and then dropped him in a hospital room.
It says he had to be taken to the hospital with a crane by emergency and civil defense workers.
I don't think I believe that.
They couldn't get him in an ambulance.
Well, what about like a truck?
Not time.
Well, a truck would be faster than a crane. A crane's got to move at 3 miles an hour. There's no way they took him by crane.
Well, what if he lived near a hospital and it was just one crane swing away?
Right. Okay, then that's possible.
They have not yet certified the cause of death. In addition to the cardiac condition, he was also believed to have suffered from liver problems. He did get married in 2008.
What? I'm sorry?
He married a woman named Claudia Solis, and the wedding was one of the few times he had left his home in recent years.
Was that also by crane?
I don't know. It had to have been, right? How else are you going to move him around? You get the crane, you get the whale stretcher.
Front loader.
I guess you could put him in a front loader. That's a good point. But I think the front loader would tip forward, wouldn't it?
1,000 pounds?
1,200 pounds.
Hmm.
So, he was chubby as a kid. He weighed more than 250 pounds as an adolescent. Is that really that unusual? As an adolescent?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
250?
Do you think we have any 13-year-old here in America, Dallas, that weighs 250?
Yeah,
probably.
And then starting in 1992, he said his weight began ballooning even more. And since the summer of 2002, Uribe had been bedridden, relying on his mother and friends to feed and clean him.
That's sad.
Yet he managed to get the girl and get married.
Yes. And I'm looking at this little picture of him. Search for him. Do a Google search of Manuel Uribe.
Okay.
Or Uribe.
Search completed, Gordon.
Look at that picture of him.
He's on the phone. Headshot?
No, you don't have the one of him on the phone, and it looks like his pants are unzipped. He's wearing a wife beater, and he's spread out, and he really does look like Jabba the Hutt, the way his body is situated in this photo.
Man, poor guy.
I just don't understand... to me, it seems like it's easy to put him on a diet. You just put the food more than 5 feet away from him.
He can't get to it.
Yeah. He can't get to the food. So you save his life.
Yeah.
If you just put the little Debbie end cap a little bit further away from him. Who is the heaviest person that you've ever known in person? How much do you think they weighed?
I didn't know her, but we were in college at North Texas. The walk from our apartment to campus, we would pass the fat lady's house. And she sat out front of her house on a park bench. And when she was seated on that bench, you could not see the bench. That's how big she was. And I estimated that she was, yeah, somewhere between 800 and 1,000 pounds.
No way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You betcha.
Oh, my gosh. Was this... Logan, did you just tweet something about world's fattest people?
Yeah, I found an awesome
online Logan, what are you
database of just fat people and pictures. It's actually quite astonishing.
Huh. That's not very sensitive. He was a computer repairman.
All right.
That's a little odd. Yeah, so how does somebody get that heavy? I mean, they can't eat so much more food than the rest of us.
All right, it's got to be some kind of glandular issue, right? Combined with a lot of food.
Your thyroid?
Thyroid, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You remember the story of that woman, and I have it here, Donna Simpson. She said in 2008 she wanted to become the world's heaviest woman, and so she tried to get to 1,000 pounds.
Hmm.
And she got up to 630.
What a terrible quest.
I know, and some of these people will have babies, and I'm not sure of how that happens.
The guy in the overalls that looked like Junior Sample, his name was Robert Earl Hughes,
mm-hmm.
and he weighed 1,069 pounds. And
yeah, that's right, Robert Earl Hughes, I remember that.
And,
was a songwriter, too, around here, I think.
It was Robert Earl King. Mm.
And the guy with the largest waist ever... Not that kind of waist size, like his pants.
The guy with the largest waist ever was...
Manuel Uribe?
No, it was a guy who used to work here that left an anaconda coiled in a toilet once.
Yeah, squeaky?
That's true.
Squeaky.
Now, the guy
he owned up to it. That was a weird thing.
The guy with the largest waist size, Walter Hudson, he was an American, died in 1991. His waist... was 9 feet 11 inches.
Okay.
when your waist is measured in feet,
wow,
instead of inches, you might have a problem.
Oh, so I'm looking at these pictures of Manuel Uribe. Oh my gosh, it's just like an ocean of flesh that bubbles out from around him. Just kind of radiates around his little neck head. And the thing is, he's kind of got thin face. That's always been weird to me.
Yeah.
You ever, like, known a fat person that has thin face? It's so confusing.
Mm-hmm. American John Brower Minnick died in 1983. He holds the record for the most weight lost. He lost 924 pounds.
Man.
And he was the heaviest man in the history of the earth that we know of. He weighed, at his peak, 1,400 pounds.
All right, what time frame was this?
He was born in 41, died in 83.
I don't think we had technology that could measure how much he weighed then.
83. Not 1083.
So it says here that Uribe lost 400 pounds once, which was a third of his body weight, with the help of doctors, by following the Zone diet. So would you put him on your Zone diet book?
As being success story?
Yeah, story. I mean, he lost 400 pounds. Now, he's still at 600 then.
Still.
You can't tell the difference, though, looking at him.
Yeah, what do you say to that person? Wow, you look great. What are you down to, 600?
It says that he turned down an offer for gastric bypass in 2006. Seems like you would take that. All right, so how does he go potty? And who has the sponge on the end of the stick.
Oh, man.
It's that they have to get in there and...
No, there's some things that you just don't need to think about.
It's a bedpan,
that's one
right?
of them.
He's just got a bedpan and they yeah. change it out.
I don't,
and...
think he I don't think he can have a bedpan. You can't get up under it.
Well, how does he go?
I think he just goes.
Well,
and has to sit in it.
Burns it into
no.
the mattress.
No.
Yes.
Well, what about diapers? I bet he wears diapers.
Like I said, there's some
How are
things,
you going to re-diaper that man?
Some things that you just shouldn't think about.
Does he just sit on mesh, maybe?
That's
you know, it's like a kennel?
I don't know.
It'll strain through a little
is
bit.
Is that all you got?
No. Ellis County. This is a related story. Residents there saying they're getting sick. They have chest congestion and all kinds of respiratory function. Dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the spreading of biosolids. You know what biosolids are?
Doo-doo?
Human doo-doo.
What do you mean the spreading of it?
Some company that's selling it to these farmers.
And these farmers will say, yeah, you can use it to spread over my land.
Pasture, and but the thing is, it's not...
As fertilizer?
Yes.
It's quote-unquote fertilizer. The thing is that... Nothing is growing in these fields. It's like killing everything.
It's killing
off.
Native grasses and everything.
So it's quote
Which
unquote
makes
killing
total
things.
Sense to me.
Okay, you're over quoting things now.
So you're quote unquote reading this story.
One neighbor said it smells like decaying flesh. It smells like dead fish. Ugh. Don't mark that, by the way, and play that. When we're talking about something else. So, I guess if it's your land, you can just say, yeah, sure, you can dump all that bio waste here.
Mm-hmm.
And then your neighbors are just, I would say they're S out of luck, but...
That is so gross.
But I'm interested to know why it has the odd, like, worse smell than just, like, cow manure. How do cows have a uniform smell to their...
Because they all eat grass.
So, yeah,
they eat
thing.
The same thing. We don't
grass
all eat
feed.
The same thing, hence the different quote-unquote... Yeah.
Let them run through a few chili dogs and see how
aromas.
It goes.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty nasty.
All right, we got
And
go.
In other news, sports.
All right, that is quote-unquote the corner.
Oh, how long are we going to have to suffer this?
9:33 on the ticket. Jerry Fraley joins us next. The Ranger Report. We talk about this resurgent baseball team.